are my sanctuary, my upper room, so I'll linger here with you. My dwelling place where I am safe, my refuge from the storm. Open my heart to hear your heart, to love you more and more. I don't want to move. I'll linger here with you. Keep me present in this moment. There's more you want to do. You are my sanctuary, my upper room, so I'll linger here with you. My dwelling place where I am safe, my refuge from the storm. Open my heart to hear your heart, to love you more and more. My dwelling place in the storm. Open my heart to hear your heart, to love you more and more. I don't wanna move. I'll linger here with you. Linger here with you. I don't wanna move. I wanna go deeper, I wanna go further, I want more of you, Lord.
Jesus.
I wanna go deeper, I wanna go further,
Jesus,
than I've ever been before. I wanna go deeper, I wanna go further, I want more of you, Lord. I want to go deeper. I want to go further than I've ever been before. I want to go deeper. I want to go further. I want more of you, Lord. Oh. I wanna go deeper, I wanna go further than I've ever been before. Oh, I wanna go deeper, I wanna go further, I want more of you, Lord. Oh, oh. I wanna go deeper, I wanna go further than I've ever been before. My dwelling place where I am safe, my refuge from the storm. Oh, then my heart to hear your heart, to love you more and more. My dwelling I don't want.
wants to go deeper with the Lord. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As Wayne was just singing out, I saw Jesus launching out. Remember, he used Peter's boat and he launched. First, what did he do? He taught the word. He said, Peter, can I use your boat? I need to get out here. I need to get off the shore because what? The crowd was. Jesus had to get off and get out there. He had to get that, his voice following, flowing off of the water. See, that's acoustics. Jesus knew something about sound. Amen. Jesus was not a quiet preacher, just to let you know that. He's not quiet. Now, there's a small, still voice that the Holy Spirit has on the inside of you, but Jesus is loud when it comes to preaching. Now, I'm telling you, you don't have to scream and holler. He's just loud. He knows his Father. And Jesus knew if I could just get Peter's boat, what did that boat represent to Peter? That was his livelihood. That's how Peter made a living for us. That's how Peter fed his family. He had a fishing business. Jesus wants to be in your business. I said he wants to be in your business, but he's not gonna force himself. He asked Peter, can I use your boat? What was Peter's reply? Well, yeah, Lord, we cleaning the nets, but he didn't want to. Peter didn't want to because he had already done the fishing. The fishing was the night before, right? But Jesus knew there's a greater blessing in his word. See, the boys didn't do too good that night. They didn't catch a lot of fish that night. Jesus, I think it, by the Spirit of God, he knew that. He knew the devil stole from them that night. Why? Because he called Peter. He said, follow me, Peter. And Peter was doing, he was following the Lord. And Jesus got in his boat and he preached the word, the good word. He had a good message. And then after that, he said, now that the word, we've honored God. Jesus came in and he talked about his Father and talked about the gospel and the good news. He gave parables. He talked. And then he said, now launch out into the, what's Wayne singing about? The deep. Now launch out into the deep for a catch. And get your butt out of the way. Because Peter said, but Lord, we fished all night and we caught nothing. Exactly. Because God knows where the fish are. See, God knows where your blessing is. It's in the Word. It's in Christ. It's hidden in Him. And to get that, it's going to take some faith. It's going to take diligence. Amen? To stay in the Word in this evil world. Amen? In this corrupt world. I'm just calling it the way Jesus called it. This world didn't recognize Jesus. This world didn't recognize my Lord. This world didn't recognize our Savior. They couldn't see Him. But Jesus said, you've seen the Father. He said to His disciples. His disciples are the ones that followed Him. Are you following Jesus today? If you made Him your Lord and Savior, if you made Him Savior, that's good, but let Him be the Lord of your life. If He needs your boat, give it to Him. If He needs your vehicle, give it to Him. If whatever you have, it's all His. But then He comes to you and asks, will you give? Will you give me a boat, Peter? Yes, Lord. And the miracles. Not only did Peter's boat get full, he called for his what? Partners. As you gave, you saw Ames was on the board. Now, Rowan probably didn't know this. Sometimes PowerPoints, they work and sometimes they don't. But we've got a lot of partners and they're on that PowerPoint. You just have to click it and go to the next one. Andrew Womack, Hope Church, FRR, Mike and Cynthia Henson. We picked up CUFI. Christians United for Israel. I'd been missing that through the years. Man, we're supposed to pray first for the peace of Israel. I mean, God's no respecter of person, but when He says pray specifically for my people, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for the peace of Israel, that is the centerpiece. That's where it all started, and that's where it's all going to end up. Amen. And if we'll do that, bless God's people, He's going to bless your families. Amen. And it's not just Israel. That's where it started. But this whole world is God's. And the whole world is on His mind. And we just need to do our part. And as God leads me and leads us and we pick up partners and give to them, when you pray, just mention partners. And it's good if you mention every name, but mention the partners. God knows who we're partnering with. And together, see, when Peter got blessed and the Lord filled his boat, Then he called to his partners. What was that? We got a lot of fish. That's money. Amen? That fed the multitudes. That fed people. Peter might have paid his house off if he had a loan. I don't know. Amen? But you can do a lot with the blessing of the Lord in your life. Amen? So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. The promise that we have. That when we launch out, when we keep you first, Lord, you'll take it to the deep places. Deep calls to deep, the Bible says. Lord, he's calling us deep today. He's calling you deeper in a deeper relationship. Lord, we just challenge ourselves, Lord. We take the challenge by faith to go deeper, to hear you, to go further, to stretch us further, Lord, to believe you in our hearts of hearts. And we thank you for that, Father, for giving us ears to hear today and a heart and a hand to be able to reach out and be the church. And we praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Can you say amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good when it comes to, you know, when you're in the fivefold ministry, when he's called you to pastor, to lead a church. And it's like sometimes the messages, they just, you know what, you just know what it is. You just know what, you know, it's just, boom, there it is. But then sometimes you just got to pray and just got to keep seeking. And sometimes it just, you're just waiting on God. And sometimes that's the hard times because your flesh is screaming, write something down, put something together, get it now, put it together. Amen? That's just life. That's just the flesh. That's just the battle that we fight. This natural mind, Paul tells us, it's enmity against the Word of God. Why? Because it's been cursed. When Adam and Eve, when they sinned, everybody after that, we were born into sin. We were everything started, if you want to say something, they started devolving from perfect to imperfect. That included mankind. That includes the earth. You know, this earth is groaning. It's waiting for the new earth to be redeemed. Amen? You know, we was talking about, you know, end times. I encourage Rowan, don't get scared. And I'm not saying he was scared. But, you know, we need to be concerned and we need to be watching. You know, because before I really knew I was born again, and I would read the book of Revelation, and it talked about the sun's going to be darkened and the moon's going to be like blood. You're like, whoa, man, wow, that's scary stuff. If you don't know Christ, it is. Even if you know in Christ, I mean, that's wow. That still makes your brain go tilt, tilt, tilt. This is my heart. You know, God had to destroy this earth. Now, when I say he flooded this earth, he destroyed mankind except for those continually evil. The thoughts of their hearts were evil continually. There was no, except Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah listened, and he built that ark, and it saved his family. What was that? That was his faith. His faith built the ark. Now, God gave him dimensions, but his faith, he believed God said. That was God speaking. And he did what God said. Knew nothing about rain. And the floods came. And God's mercy, it was over 200-300 years after that word came to Noah that the ark was built, and then the rain came. But what did the people do? They mocked him. They said, you are crazy. You are a drunkard, man. What are you doing? What is this? Rain. What's rain? But Noah found grace. That means he had the power to believe. And God gave him the power to see the vision, get a vision of that boat, and to build it. To build something. God gave him the wisdom, Leo. He gave him the wisdom to see it, but not only to see it, to build it. And only him and his family built it. Nobody else chipped in. And guess what? They reaped what they sowed. They died. They didn't believe in life. They didn't believe in Noah. Amen? Now that wasn't God's will. That was really as an act of mercy, because if Noah hadn't been saved, none of us would be here. A virgin had to come through Mary. That had to happen. And without grace, and without God's word, it couldn't take place. So God brought a flood. But then he said, I will never. And it hurt. It repented the Lord that he had to do that. If you keep reading, he said, he sent a bow in the cloud. He said, I'll never again for man will I destroy every living thing on this earth. Never again will I bring a flood. And he gave us a promise. But this earth does have to be destroyed. And it's going to be destroyed by fire, the word says. But we have a promise of a new heaven and a new earth. And what I was talking about when Rome was reading that, now, I like to give you this opinion, but I really see it's in the Word. You know, there's a ring of fire. Our earth, there's a ring of fire. What is that? It's volcanoes. It's a ring of fire. That when those volcanoes erupt, what do? They throw ash up into the atmosphere to where it what? It will darken the sky. Now, this is, as I read, I'm not going to write a book about this, but this is what I see in times. When it comes, Jesus said there's going to be an earthquake we ain't never seen like before. Now, I don't think the church is going to be here because I don't think the Lord is going to let his bride go through something so terrible. Would you? Would you let your wife be destroyed? But the Bible does say, in that ring of fire, my understanding is when that great earthquake on this earth at one time, and what's it going to do? It's going to throw ash up into the atmosphere, and the sun's going to be darkened, and the moon's going to look like blood before the great coming of our God. Just some things. Why? Because the earth is groaning. It's dying. The earth is dying. It's cracking up under the pressure of this sin. Of our sin, the earth got cursed. Because why? We're from the dirt. We're from the earth. And when we disobeyed God, that curse came in. And not from God, it came from the devil. And it's going to be turned into a lake of fire. Who's going to be? The devil's going to be right in the center. But not only him, those that chose to follow him. That's his angels and people. God forbid, but they're people following the devil. If you don't know Christ, if you hadn't received him as Lord and Savior, that's your destiny. But Jesus made a way to heaven. He is the door. He is the gate. Amen. And all you got to do is put your faith in him. And this fear, God hadn't given you the spirit of fear. He gives you the power, love, and a sound mind to believe that we're going to be in heaven. Amen. So today, that was just a little bit of, I guess, of an opening, of an introduction. Don't fear. Don't fear man. Fear God. If you put your faith in God, he'll give you the faith. Now that fear, I'm talking about reverence God and what he says is going to happen. Because people, you know, climate change, yeah, it's going to change one day. But as long as the earth remains, the Bible says summer and winter, night and day, hot and cold. It's going to be hot and it's going to be cold. And that's all I really need to know about climate change, what God says. But there's coming a time, as long as the earth remains, we're going to be able to stay here and remain. Amen. We're going to be able to breathe, eat. I always heard, you know, you keep cutting down the trees. Ain't going to be no trees. We ain't going to have no oxygen. We're going to die. Ain't going to happen. God created enough. He created enough. I trust God. I believe his word. I believe his promises. And I believe we're going to be all right. And we're going to get a new heaven. And we're going to get a new earth. But until then, he said, occupy. If you go out that door, there's a number on there. I think it's around 132. That's the occupancy. That's the number of people that this church will hold. Well, it ain't got there yet. Amen. There's a lot of people left that they need to hear the word. Because Jesus said to occupy. He wants his house full. He wants a full house. If you play cards, he wants a full house. That beats two of a kind. That beats three of a kind. Amen. God wants his house full. Amen. And he don't have to cheat to get it done. The devil cheats. The devil's he's a thief. God's not. He's a gentleman. He loves you. Amen. But I want to talk about today is giving thanks. Say, give thanks. We're here to give thanks today. Every day. I want to begin by giving you a statement that Brother Jesse shared. And it actually was a title to one of his messages here recently. He said, Jesse said, I quote, "It doesn't matter who's in the White House, but it does matter who's in the church house." Can I get a weak amen? And I ain't talking about me being in the church house. I'm talking about God being the church house. Amen. His word. I said his word right here. The full gospel. We are a full gospel church. We believe what God says. And Jesse, he brought this from Matthew 16, verses 13 through 19. It says, Jesus, having come to the parts of Caesarea Philippi, was asking his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that the Son of Man am?" And they said, "Well, Jesus, some say you're John the Baptist." Alex Trebek would say, "Wrong answer." Ain't that right, Darius? There'll never be another Alex Trebek. He's in heaven. I bet he's got a game show going on in heaven. You know what? Because he enjoyed people getting the right answer. Wrong answer. Some say Elijah. Wrong answer. Some say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Well, he was a prophet, but still wrong answer. But Jesus said, that's what men say. But now he looked at the disciples, Cecil, Peter, to James, John. He said, who do men say? But who do you say? What do you got to say? Who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter, there's always a leader. What is the character of a leader? He's going to speak out. Amen. Hey, I read in my Bible that God, Jesus, has made us priests and kings unto God. That means you've got something to declare. Amen. Every Christian, your voice matters. Amen. And he said, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the one, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Any pastor would say, I tell you what, that's a blessing. That's a blessed disciple. Jesus said, happy art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood, men, what you've heard. See, what did Jesus ask? Who do men say that I am? Flesh and blood. Flesh and blood. And Jesus said, Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this secret, but my Father, who is where? In heaven. In heaven. Heaven's a place. I believe heaven's a planet. That's a big place. It's going to hold the holy city, Jerusalem. That's a big place. We're all going to be there worshiping. That's a big church. Amen. Daddy got a big house. It's going to be awesome. And verse 18, and I say also to thee. Look at here. God's getting ready to bless Peter. Why? Because he didn't come from flesh and blood. I say to you, Peter, you are a rock. And upon this rock, I will build my church, my assembly. When we assemble ourselves together, this is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Still being built. Can you say amen? Amen. And I like this. And the gates of Hades or hell shall not prevail. And see, that's where Jesse got his title. It doesn't really matter who's in the White House. What matters is in God's house. That's what determines what happens in the White House. Amen? Amen? And verse 19 says, and I will give thee the keys. Here's your authority. I will give you the keys of the reign of the heavens, and whatever you bind on earth shall be even bound in the heavens. And whatever you loose upon the earth shall have been loosed in the heavens. And you see, for too long the church has been binding each other instead of binding the devil. Come on, I just heard that today. That's what I heard as I was putting this together. Too long the church, we've been binding one another with what? With our words. Well, you know, you're not in our group. You know, so you don't speak in tongues, so we can't allow. No, see, that's binding. That's binding the wrong thing. That's binding flesh and blood. Man, we are the church. And Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against that church. Amen. That are not binding one another. We need to be binding and loosing the devil, the evil one. Principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Where? In this evil world. They're not in heaven. They're not in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Amos 3:3 says, and it's just one scripture, but I got a little bit different meaning on it today. Or revelation, I'd say revelation. See, for too long the church has been binding each other instead of binding the devil. Because Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Because the Bible says, my Bible, make it personal, if two of us shall agree as touching anything, where? On earth. It shall be done by my Father which is in heaven. It shall be done. In other words, the power. Come January 1st, 2021, there's going to be a leader in the White House. Now, I ain't saying it might, if it goes longer because of court battles, but you understand that's the way that starts the new year, leadership. And I can tell you right now, I'm not going to, And I could probably put we're not going to agree with every decision that is made by the president. Right? But this is what we need to understand as believers in Christ. As his church. Amen. We are the blood-bought church of the redeemed. I'm not called to please men. Come on. We're not called to please men. We're called to please God. And that's going to take faith. It's going to take fervent faith. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man will avail much. That's going to be those that know who they are. They're seated in heavenly places in Christ. It's not my righteousness. So we're not called to please man, but to please God. Jesus is our King. He's the ruler of our government. The government is on his shoulders. That's why I thank God he's got the answers. But Jesus is not going to come down here. Like I said, Jesus didn't make me vote. I had to go vote. So everything we do, like I said, we don't need to bind one another. We bind the devil, principalities and powers that are evil. What do we do with them? What does the Bible tell us to do with evil? Do good. Do good. And God will take care of the evil. Amen? If we do what's right, he'll fight. See, if we do what's right, he'll fight our battle. What is right? He is right. How can two walk together? The revelation I got, if we walk in with God, we're going to win the fight. I ain't walking with man. I'm not trying to agree with man. I'm agreeing with God. How can two of us walk together and have a victorious life down here if we don't agree with God? So that's just where we got to agree. And what do we agree with? What is right. And then we bind what is wrong. And then we leave the fight to God. Because he's the judge, right? We're not to judge, we're to love. And we love by doing good. But we hate evil. Proverbs tells us to hate evil. Even the appearance of it. Hate it. That's an indignation. That's a righteous anger that we have to keep stirred up. Stirred up. Keep it stirred up. But we love people. And we bind the devil. See, I don't have authority over Larry, but if cancer would hit him, if anything would come against him, I have authority over that evil spirit in the name of Jesus. Why? I'm his pastor. I'm his Christian brother. And I can bind that power in the name of Jesus. And then Larry, he just gets in agreement with that. And then the fight we fight is a fight of faith, but God's doing the work. Jesus even said, it's not me that does it. The Father's in me. He's doing the work. It's the Father God. He does the work. But what Jesus did, he said, I only say what I hear Peter say. Oh, wait a minute. What'd he say? Okay, there we go. See, this is what discipleship is about. See, that's where you're bold and step up. No, that ain't what God says. Do you know what God said? I don't know everything, but I know a lot. It's in this book, so keep reading. If you keep reading. But then see, it's not just the letter. It's the spirit that gives life. The letter killeth. Come on, when you keep reading the letter, the Spirit gives life to it. That Rhema word will come. Wayne's in a battle. We've all got battles we're fighting. But when that Rhema word comes, when that word from God comes, that's when you, by faith, speak it and declare it. And watch that spirit, that infirmity, whatever it is, flee. Amen. Manifesto. Amen. We were at having a good meal at one of my favorite places, Lancaster's Barbecue in Mooresville. And my wife's, Rowan's nephew, he's having his 8th birthday party, and they're upstairs, and we didn't know they were upstairs. But he saw us, so he come down. So I'm like, well, happy birthday. They're having a birthday party, but he's got cake. I said, well, I get done, I'll come see you. Get me a piece of cake. I have my cake. I usually don't have dessert. Usually don't have room, but I made room. I worked it in there, Wayne, just a little piece. But he was so excited. You know, kids got a lot of energy. But he came down and he said, he got a magic set. And I remember his kids messing with things, making things disappear. But one thing he said, I got a $100 bill. I said, well, I'll show you a magic trick. Bring it here. I'll show you how to disappear. Give it here. And he wanted to see that. So I showed him that little quick trick, you know, but I gave it back. But he came down and had this big old box, man, had all kind of tricks. You remember some of the things you bought as a kid, you know. Try to make things, a rabbit disappear and all these little things. But you know what? I told him, and I said, now, that's a lot of things. Because we're getting ready to have Thanksgiving. And, you know, so I told Braylon, I said, you know, focus on one or two of those tricks. Don't try to do everything and be good at everything. You know, you just got something new. What I want him to hear was, what I want you to hear was, is focus on God. He won't never trick you. Amen. Focus on His Word. God says He'll do nothing. God says He'll do nothing in the earth except first He reveal it to His prophet. And His prophet is to reveal it to the earth. Okay, now, God has made you kings and priests, prophets. What does priests do? They prophesy. So He's going to reveal it to you. Before I believe anybody, I'm going to read this word and the Holy Spirit will reveal it to me. That's how I know in whom I have believed. It's revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. This word is prophecy. It's been spoken. It's been through the ages. It's been prophesied. God had to first reveal it to His prophets. Now, we got the Holy Ghost. Now, God, there's still prophets in the body. But that prophet is there to say something, but the Holy Ghost is there to confirm it. You just don't believe every prophet. There's false prophets in the Bible that said things about God that were wrong. They were lying spirits. We're in those days to where evil, there's all kind of magic, sorcery. It's been from the beginning. But I'm saying God doesn't work like that. God is based, His Word's based on truth. Not deception, not lies. Amen? It's based on His Word, His truth. And that's what the Holy Spirit, He is the Spirit of truth. See, Jesus is our King. And He's the only one that we're walking with. And that is who we need to be in agreement with. What has God said? And God has said a lot. Amen. Through 6,000 years, He's said a lot. Who do you say that I am? Peter said, you're the Messiah. Jesus, and we will only do and say what your holy word declares. What has God said, guys? This is what we got to listen to. And then Jesus said, who do you say that I am? I know Jesus as my Lord, my Savior. He's my healer. He's my protector. He's my standby. He's my all in all. Deeper, Wayne. Wayne's deeper. We need to go deeper. Do you know Jesus as your healer? I mean, you got to know Him as your healer when sickness comes. I mean, you got to know Jesus better than you know your family doctor. I remember growing up, you know, Mom, when it was time to play sports, I went to the family physician. That's the one the family had been using. Well, now, I didn't know about the great physician back then. I wish I had. I would have said, Lord, help me. I'm going on this battlefield. It's called the football field tonight. I'm the linebacker. I got to tackle the guy with the ball. Lord, keep me safe. Lord, put my eyes, because see, my eyes, they were weak. I didn't wear glasses back then, so it's kind of a blurry game. But I did pretty good, and that was even without knowing I had a Lord, man, a God that could help me on that battlefield if I only knew to ask. But see, I got to where I made wrong decisions after that. I believe I would have played my last year because my mind was on. I had a part-time job, but they were going to offer me a full-time job. You know what I had? I had a lust of money. I had a love for money instead of love for God. And I said, well, money's better than football. I regretted it all my life. Regretted playing that last year. Why? I love the game. I love the game. If I only would have loved God instead of that money, I would have played that game. So, but see, now I'm past that. I'm going to play that game again. I'm going to be on America's team when they come back to the earth. I'm not even going to go any further with that. But I'm going to play that game again. I'm going to be young. I'm going to have a body that don't get hurt. Amen. I don't even know if we'll have to wear pads anymore. If you're turning with me, turn over to Psalms 118. Thank you, Jesus. Is that clock right? Is it 11:19? Okay, I'll just check it. It don't mean anything. Guys, that was your time to stretch and chuckle a little bit. Psalms 118. Let me flip on over here. Talking about giving thanks. Next week, or next Sunday, we'll be having our Thanksgiving, Pastor Appreciation, but then we get into Thanksgiving. I wanted to give a little bit of thanks today, but the Bible says we ought to give thanks every day. Because had it not been for God, we wouldn't be here. We're created by Him. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. And His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say. Let Word of Faith Worship Center now say. His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, His mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now, His mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in His distress, in my distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What can COVID do to you if the Lord is on your side? What can influenza, did I say that? What can the flu do to you if the Lord is on your side? What can cancer do to you? What can diabetes, high blood pressure do to you if the Lord is on your side? If He's on your side, if you're walking in agreement with the Lord, what can it do? Nothing. It shall not triumph over you. Why? Jesus defeated it. It's not from God. It was defeated over 2,000 years ago. It was defeated when God said it was defeated, before the cross. I said it was before the cross when He's going to bruise your head. The seed of the woman is going to bruise your head. That was Jesus. Amen. Verse 7, the Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord to put confidence in princes, governments. All nations surround me, David says, but in the name of the Lord, what? I will destroy them. Now, David was a king, and he was out on the battlefield. This is how they had to defeat the enemies back then. It wasn't with their words, it was with their swords. Amen. Because if you didn't, they were coming to kill you and take your king, your throne, to dethrone you. You know, back then, the cities, they had to be built with walls, not to keep them in, to keep the enemy out. David said, you pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Who's been in that place? People pushed you, put pressure on you, but the Lord is my help. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation, David declared. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The righteous should be as bold as a lion praising the King of Judah. Praise in Judah. Amen. The lion of the tribe of Judah. That's Jesus. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live. That's what you say to cancer. That's what you say to diabetes. That's what you say to your checking account that's failing you. I shall not die. I'm going to have food on my table. Why? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. But you got to say it. You got to say it, prophet, priest, and declare, the Lord has chastened me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. I'm giving thanks today. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. What is that gate? Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Now, I'm not thankful for things. I'm thankful in all things. I'm not thankful for bad things. I'm thankful that the Lord is my helper. I'm not putting confidence in man. I'm putting my confidence in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I'm preaching myself happy. 21, I will praise you for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected, this was the Lord's doing, not man's doing. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Now, that's a choice you got to do. You got to choose to rejoice. Because it's the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. In it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I said, blessed is the nation whose God, not man, is the Lord. And he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Sorry, Lane, because what? He is good, and his mercy endures forever. 2020, we started with saying, God, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. If there's one thing that we need to be thankful for in the year 2020 is the Lord, he is good, and his mercy endures forever. But, Pastor, I don't want to hear it. That's what I want to hear. The Lord, he is good, and his mercy endures forever. What are you doing? You're praising him. You're thanking him. You're entering his gates with thanksgiving, and then you're coming into the courts with praise. You're going to leave with your head lifted up and your pockets full of change. I said, you're going to leave because he's going to give you the power to increase, not decrease. I said, he gives you power. He doesn't give you money. He gives you power. All the gold, all the silver in the earth is still in the earth. It didn't leave with all the richest men in the world. It didn't leave with Solomon. That gold and silver is still in the earth. It's just in the wrong hands. Come on, it's in the wrong hands. It's supposed to be in the hands of the righteous. But there's a thief in the earth. And he doesn't stop. He's good at what he does, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus stopped him, and he said, now, you, Elaine, I give you the keys of the kingdom. You bind him. You loose your angels, your ministering spirits to go forth, to conquer and to conquer. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing in 2020, remember, the Lord, he's been good to me. I said, he's been good to me. I don't care. I don't care what we're going through. God is good. And you need to make that your confession and your profession. Stuff. That's a lie from the devil. God is good. And everything that he created was good. It was perfect. And it's going back to that. He's going to turn it around. There's coming a new day, a new heaven, and a new earth. But until then, what is the Christian? What is our stand? Fight the good fight of faith. I need some Pauls out there. I need some Peters out here. Amen. I need some Dorcases out here that's been raised from the dead. Amen. Some women. Hey, women, you're kings and priests too. Amen. You can preach. You preach this gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on over to the New Testament now. I'm running out of my pink slips. I'm about done. I'm closing in. I got one pink slip left. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if it had been me, I would have picked blue. But at home, it's the first thing I saw. You know, women, y'all the pink ones. I've seen T-shirts, man. A real man of God wears pink. I ain't too sure about that. Just let that go right out. I'll edit that out. Anyway, 2 Thessalonians. It comes right after 1 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. And I'm reading these chapters, full chapters, but they're not long chapters today. Amen? But I think we needed to hear the whole chapter. And there's more than one chapter and two chapters in this book. You need to read them all. Amen? This is talking about the great apostasy. It says, now, brethren, and I'm talking to the brethren this morning. Amen? Now, brethren, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, anybody believe he's coming again? He's coming again. Soon, he's coming again. Amen? Well, somebody might say, well, they've been saying that 2,000 years ago. He's coming soon. Well, it's sooner now than it was then. Amen? I'm going to keep saying he's coming soon. I'd rather it be sooner than later, but I need to focus on occupy till I come because that's what he wants us to do. Jesus wants more to come into his house. He wants more people to hear the good news. Amen. I'm sorry. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. What are we doing today? We're gathering together because of him. It's all about him. My life is a story about him. I'm going to tell you some stories I have, but I'm going to tell you stories about I'm going to bring him into the story. I'm going to bring Jesus into the story. Amen? not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled. Do we have cause to be shaken in our mind or troubled these days? Oh, yes. But what am I saying to you? Don't be troubled. Why? Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. He promised us, right? Because he knew there was going to be opportunity to be troubled. And Paul's saying the same thing that Jesus said. Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by the letter, as is from us, as though the day of Christ had already come. Let no one deceive you. Oh, he's already come. This is heaven on earth. Lie from the devil. Jesus is coming again. Every eye shall see. Every ear shall hear. Every tongue will confess. He's Lord. I'm going to see him coming in that eastern sky. Amen. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Antichrist. Physical person. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness, are we seeing any lawlessness out here in the world? Is already at work, and it was in work in his day. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume. Are we going to consume him? No, the Lord, mighty in battle. I said he's mighty in battle. The Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth. That same breath that parted the Red Sea is going to take care of our enemies. And the Antichrist, and the dragon, and that old serpent, the devil. Amen. God, Jesus is going to take, he's going to chain him up. And I'm just saying, this is what Paul's saying. Don't let your heart be troubled. You see all this lawlessness? Jesus, he's coming again. I said he's coming again. With the brightness of his coming, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and what? Lying wonders. And with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth. Jesus asked, Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? It was, I am the life. You can't separate the three. Amen. You can't separate them. You get Jesus, that's what you get. Amen. You walk in truth. You walk in love. You love the ungodly. Amen. And with unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them, not you, he's going to send those that reject that truth, strong delusion. Let me keep on. That they should believe the lie. That they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth but have pleasure. This is their key. They love lawlessness and they even take pleasure in it. God's going to send them. He's not going to send them a spirit of love, power, and sound mind. He's going to send them a spirit of strong delusion. Why? They reject him. They don't love him. They hate him. What are we to do? Love. This is what the Lord's going to do. And it's marvelous in his sight. But we're to love. As long as we're here, we're to love others. Do good unto all those. When they call you all kind of names for the Lord's sake, you love, you bless, the Bible says, and curse not. Bless and curse not. And then it goes on. Did I skip over? Okay. Verse 2. That they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give what? Thanks. What are we talking about today? As a nation, we set aside this upcoming day, Thanksgiving Day, to what? Thank God for this nation. Thank God for our liberty and freedoms. There was people, the pilgrims, when they come over here, a lot of them died with diseases and scurvy, all kind of things. But they still believed in the truth. They still believed in being free. They didn't believe, they didn't like being bound by men where they were. So they said, we're going to, you know what that was? That was the Spirit of God said, you need to get in a boat. You need to get in a boat and you need to sail. And let the breath of God drive that, and it drove that Mayflower. It drove that boat to what? Plymouth Rock. We started with the rock, we're going to end with the rock. Amen? Jesus said, Peter, on this rock, on this what? Revelation, on this spirit of freedom and liberty, God would be, oh man. Remember when Paul was in chains and he stood before Agrippa giving his testimony? He said, Agrippa, I wish that all men would be like me except these chains. Because Paul was chained on the outside, but he was free as he could be on the inside. Jesus had touched and changed his life. That's what we got to do. We got to stay free and be ignorant of the devil's devices. And what does he want to do? He wants the church to bind one another and attack one another instead of love one another. Amen? I'm talking about all denominations. You just go out and you preach good news. You know what your testimony is? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. That could be your answer to a lot of these. Well, why this? Oh, blessed, I give thanks to the Lord. Amen? Because when they're asking you a lot of stupid questions, they want you to give some stupid answers. But if you'll just give them what the Word of God says, the Bible says the blind will lead the blind and they go and fall into a ditch. But you, what are you going to do? You're going to walk in the middle of that road, that path. Jesus, he's the way. Stay in the way. Amen? Stay in the way. Don't let the devil get in your way. He's going to try to sidetrack you. Hallelujah. Did I finish? No, I didn't finish. Give thanks. We're bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by what? Grace. Hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work, word and work. God's word is good. And if you'll put his word in your heart, he will establish it. You don't know how. The Bible says, I don't know how. I don't know how that seed gets into the ground and just things sprout out. That ain't you to know how. God is the know-how. God knows how it works. He just needs you to believe it. Amen? Jesus is God. I believe it. He's the second person of the Godhead. Amen? I want to focus on, we're going to close on verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you. For you, brother. I thank God for you and Patsy. Amen? Because you're blessed. You're created by God to do his will, to do his purposes. I'm thankful to you, Vicky. I give thanks to God for you. When I say word of faith, I say all of you. Sometimes I name you by name, but God knows you more personally than I know you, and I thank God for you. That's what we're supposed to do, is thank God for one another. Amen? In a spirit of unity. Love is the greater. Why? Without love, you can't walk in faith. Without love, you don't have hope. So of those three, the greater is love, because that is God. And if you have love, if you have God, you'll have faith. You'll have his faith and you'll have his hope. This is what Paul's saying. I don't care what's happening around you right now. We got hope in God. We got the love of God. We are surrounded by angels. We are in his family. Our family might be distant. Reed, Pastor Reed, one of his sisters, went to heaven. She's in Chicago. All my family, and I prayed for my pastor. You know why? All my family's close. I know that's hurt. That's a more hurtful to him, because he wasn't around his sister to maybe talk about, you know, what's going on. And all of a sudden, she's gone. And I can't physically talk to her here no more on the earth. But you know what? He can talk to Jesus still, because she's in the presence of Jesus. Why? Because I believe when we leave this body, we're in the presence of the Lord. Don't try to figure it all out. Just believe what Jesus said. Believe what his prophet said. And you'll have the prophet's reward of what? Of what Tammy sung about last week. Peace. peace that passes my understanding. You don't have to understand Jesus. Just believe he is the Prince of Peace and you will experience peace. I said you will experience peace. He will come and he will sup with you. He will dine with you. I'm believing, I want to see a couple of mama's rooms in her mansion. I haven't seen it yet, but I haven't given up. I believe the Lord has shown me. Amen. I want to know. I want to see. He says he gives me the desires of my heart. That's one of my desires. I like to see where mama is. Which I know who she put her faith in, but I like to see what's the entrance? It's called the foyer. Just let me see her foyer, Lord. I don't know if I want to see mama because that'd be hard. But I see her. I want to be there, you know. Thank you, Jesus. Mama blessed me. I give thanks for mama. I give thanks for God, always for you. Brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen us to salvation. Now, God loves everybody, and God gives that choice to everybody to believe him. But I also believe in predestination. And my belief in predestination, I'm not saying this is the only belief, but when you put your faith in Jesus, you are predestined to become formed to his image. I said, when you put faith in Jesus and get born again, you are predestined to be formed into his image, into his likeness. When I see him face to face, the Bible says, I will be like him. I'm predestined to that glory. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm going to have a body just like my Lord. I can walk through a wall, back to the other side if I need to, in the future. Now, I ain't going to try that now. I tell you, that would not be good. Pluto is not going to be a problem one day. I'm talking about the planet. I think some people don't even believe it's still out there. I don't know. I think if somebody talked about Pluto, I don't know. You just hear things. And sometimes you just need to let that go in one ear and out the other, hearing those things. What do men say? Well, Jesus said, what do you say between you and God? Oh, my closing here. I just said, close however the Lord leads you, brother. Man, that's pretty good there. Come on up here, Wayne. We're gonna unhook today. You want to go deeper in the things of God? Sometimes God will say, get out of the boat. What did the boat represent? Well, at that point, the boat I'm talking about is the boat that Jesus told his disciples to get in. That they were going to the other side. That boat would represent 2020, what the Lord spoke to me here recently. That's one boat. The 2020 boat. That boat has a destiny. Oh, we all on that boat, we're going to 2021. And you know what we're going to be saying when we get to the other side? The Lord, he is good. And his mercy endures forever. That's just one of the things I'm going to be saying. Say, that's just something I gave you today. You fill in the blanks. Make your own journal while you're down here on this journey. Now, I was taught, you know, going through LCU, you know, making journals, doing different things, which are all good, but I've never been a journal. I've never been the one to sit down and write it. I just come up here and proclaim it and try to remember it. Sometimes that gets me in trouble. And that's why I need my wife in here sometimes, because it's like women, they just got a lot more. I think they use both sides of the brain, and we just use one side. I don't know either. What do you, Angel, what do you think about that? Don't give your opinion. I won't get you in trouble. How can two walk together? Amen. Except they be agreed. There's some things you got to agree with your wife on. You just don't go out and buy a Harley Davidson motorcycle unless your wife is in agreement. But now if she wants to go shopping and buy some things, you just say amen. It just works that way. I don't know. You just learn some things when you live with them 30-some years. You learn some things, right, Bob? You learn a few things. You learn what to say and what not to say. Amen or oh really? Sometimes you just don't say anything. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But you can say this. When I found me a wife, I found a good thing. That's what the word says. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Regardless of what your flesh is saying. Amen. Regardless, you say, I got a good thing. And guess what? She might turn into that good thing. No, it ain't no might. She will. I didn't get no response from that. To me, that was your time to jump in and help the pastor out. Amen, pastor. She will. Hey, I heard some story. One of the old patriarchs, it was either Smith Wigglesworth. They had a wife that, I don't know if she ever got born again. He was called to God, did miracles. And his wife nagged him, always on him. But you know what? He loved her until the end. I can't remember that story. I forget which one it was. But she gave him a hard time about preaching. But he just decided, I'm going to love my wife. Because he believed, God, when I get a wife, I get a good thing. I've heard people win their loved ones all the way up toward the end. They come to know Jesus. Don't ask me why it takes long times like that. I don't know. It's just hard hearts of man. Because God's a gentleman. He's not going to make anybody love him. He is love, and he gave us that ability to love one another. But he won't make us do it. Amen. He won't make us do that. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your people having ears to hear today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for touching Wayne's body, his leg, Father, that you're faithful. I said you're faithful. I said you're faithful. We just thank you for your anointing, Lord, in the face of God in this earth. And we thank you, Jesus, for touching people, touching your body right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we come together. We gather ourselves today, not forsaking you, not forsaking this assembly. We come together, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that there's power in this place. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty anointing, touching your people today, Lord, meeting their needs, physical needs, spiritual needs, financial needs, Lord. We just thank you for that right now. You are the Lord, and you are mighty to save. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand and for your mighty plan that's being established in our life and in this land. And we thank you, Lord, that your mighty hand is upon this nation, upon this world, Lord, and you've got a plan, and it will succeed. We thank you, Lord, for empowering the church with your mighty working power, healing power, delivering power, saving power. And we thank you, Jesus, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for manifesting those gifts to us and through us, Father, that we are channels that we just submit ourselves to you, Father, raising us up to be the body of Christ, to help somebody. I said to help somebody. Somebody's crying for help out here that you're going to be that answer. The Lord might even show you, when you see them, you might just see a sign on them that says, help me. In the spirit, I'm saying, you just might see a spiritual sign that says, help me. And the Lord is telling you that's the person you need to go minister to. So if you receive that, the Lord shows you that, you need to walk out and step out there by faith and go help that person. The Lord will give you the word. He'll give you the word to say. He'll give you the words to say. By the gift of the Spirit, He'll give you that. And Father, I just thank you for that. Lord, somebody's got a help sign on. And it might be more than one person. You just be looking. You just be listening. And be ready to be that channel, that hand, that the Lord, that you can snatch them out of the gates of hell and into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Jesus. Amen. You might be listening by Facebook, by live. That might be a word from you. You just need to operate on that word. If you see somebody, if you get a spiritual knowing that somebody needs help, you just need to help them in Jesus' name. They need to know the Holy Ghost. He is their helper. They need to know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, all you got to do is reach out and believe him right now by faith. That what you heard today, that we give thanks to this church because Jesus is our Savior. He's our Lord. And he's our soon coming King. If you need to meet him today, all you got to do is put your faith that he is a risen Savior. He lived, died a sinless life, died for us, rose for us, and is now seated in heaven forever praying for and making intercession for the church. All you got to do to be a part of the family is say, Lord, I need Jesus. Say yes to Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hands laid on you. The Bible says believers lay hands on the sick. If they're sick, if you're sick, you want hands laid on, that's fine. If you just need us to speak a blessing, or you've already received your blessing, but don't leave this place, don't leave this gathering needing something that you need for us to pray or agree with you about. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.